15 minutes remaining for this call.
نعم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كيف حالك شيخنا؟
كيف حالك؟
والله طيبين بارك الله فيك. مسجد إبراهيم.
الصوت صوتك مش واضح.
كيف الآن أحسن؟
يعني ارفع صوتك قليلا.
كيف الآن؟ أنا قربت ال
أنت تسمعني جيدا؟
أسمعك. كيف صوتي طيب. بعده مش واضح؟
صوتك واضح لكن ضعيف يعني مش مسموع كثير.
طيب إن شاء الله إن شاء الله بعلي صوتي.
طيب. شو حكاية هذا؟ عندي محاضرة. أيوة. ألو.
السلام عليكم. نعم شيخنا.
السلام ورحمة الله. أنت جاهزين دقيقة بس. إحنا وقفنا وين يا أخي؟
أنا الآن بشوف المكان. ريحان أو معاذ؟
Yes,
where exactly did the Sheikh he end off in أصول التفسير؟
المكية مدنيس تو سورة.
ها؟
What was that?
The مكية and مدني سورة.
وقفنا عند تعريف الصور المكية والمدنية.
طيب بس اعطونا دقيقة حتى
خير إن شاء
الله نخرج الكتاب. ايوه يا اخي.
نعم شيخنا تفضل. احب ان اقرا المتن ولا
اقرا 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 بارك الله فيك.
طيب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نزول القران على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفرقا في خلال 23 سنه. قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اكثرها بمكه. قال الله تعالى: وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس.
وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا.
وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا الإسراء. ولذلك قسم العلماء رحمهم الله تعالى القرآن إلى قسمين مكي ومدني.
طيب المعلوم أن القرآن نزل على قلب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مدار 23 سنة، تنقسم إلى فترتين، فترة مكية وفترة مدنية. الفترة القرآن المكي وهو ما نزل في الفترة المكية أي قبل الهجرة إلى المدينة. القرآن المدني ما نزل بعد الهجرة في الفترة المدنية أي بعد هجرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة إلى المدينة. هذا هو القول الراجح من أقوال العلماء. فقد ينزل القرآن في مكة ولكن في الفترة المدنية فيعتبر مدنيا، وقد ينزل في المدينة أو خارج مكة في الفترة المكية فيعتبر مكيا. وهناك علامات تفصل أو تفرق بين القرآن أو الآيات المكية والآيات المدنية. تفضل.
نعم الشيخ حفظه الله ورعاه. He began with the part of the text in which Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah he distinguishes the Mekki and Madani suwar. And the text, it says, and the Qur'an came down upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different stages upon 23 years. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent most of those years in Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, and the Qur'an that we have revealed to you in stages or at different times, that you may recite it upon the people, that we may recite it upon the people over time, and we have revealed it to you in revelations, meaning in numerous revelations. And for this, the scholars, rahimahumullah, of the Qur'an, they split the Qur'an into two categories, the Mekki period and the Madani period. So what is known is that the Qur'an, the Shaykh hafizahullah, he starts now, it says, and what is known is that the Qur'an has been brought down upon the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the period of 23 years, in which he spent most of it in Mecca, but then he migrated to Al-Medina. So Al-Mekki period is that which is known as the period before the hijrah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the migration. And the Madani period is the period known after the hijrah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will find sometimes there are suwar, even though they're revealed in Mecca, they're still Madani. That is because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has already made hijrah to Medina, even though that these suwar were revealed outside of Medina. And likewise, you will find some suwar that were revealed that are Mekki, even though they were revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam outside of Mecca. And there are certain signs and distinguishing characteristics to be able to distinguish the Mekki from the Madani. And this is where the Shaykh Habibullah will start to begin. Naam Shaykhna.
تفضل اقرأ.
فالمكي ما نزل على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل هجرته إلى المدينة، والمدني ما نزل على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد هجرته إلى المدينة. وعلى هذا فقوله تعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا المائدة من القسم المدني، وإن كانت قد نزلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع بعرفة. ففي صحيح البخاري عن عمر رضي الله عنه أنه قال قد عرفنا ذلك اليوم والمكان الذي نزلت فيه على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، نزلت وهو قائم بعرفة يوم الجمعة. ويتميز
نعم.
القسم المكي عن المدني من حيث الأسلوب والموضوع. أما من حيث الأسلوب فهو أولا
قف قليلا يعني مثل عرف الشيخ رحمه الله المكي والمدني بالتعريف الراجح عند أهل العلم كما تقدم، وهو أن المكي ما نزل في الفترة المكية بغض النظر حتى لو نزل خارج مكة، والمدني ما نزل في الفترة المدنية حتى لو نزل في مكة. ومثل للمدني الذي نزل في مكة بقول الحق جل جلاله: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. فهذه الآية هي، ولكنها نزلت في على جبل عرفات، نزلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو واقف على جبل عرفات، وجبل عرفات من شعائر الحج، وهو أقرب ما يكون إلى مكة، فهو في معنى نزول القرآن في مكة، لأن مكة وما حولها يأخذ حكمها. وهذه الآية، آية المائدة، جاء يهودي إلى عمر رضي الله عنه فقال له: يا ابن الخطاب، آية لو نزلت علينا يهود اتخذنا ذلك اليوم عيدا. فقال له عمر: وما تلك الآية؟ فقال له: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. فقال عمر لهذا اليهودي: أما علمت أنها نزلت في يوم عيد؟ نزلت في يوم جمعة، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائم يخطب في جبل على جبل عرفات. فالصحيح أن المكي ما نزل في الفترة المكية وإن نزل خارج مكة، والمدني ما نزل في الفترة المدنية وإن كان في يعني داخل الكعبة. ويحكم ذلك أيضا علامات يفرق فيها بين المكي والمدني، فأسلوب الآيات المكية غير أسلوب الآيات المدنية، والخطاب المكي، خطاب الآيات المكية يختلف عن الخطاب في الآيات المدنية، لأن الخطاب في الآيات المكية خطاب للناس، خطاب لقوم مشركين، بينما الخطاب في الآيات المدنية خطاب لمجتمع مسلم مؤمن. ولهذا كثيرا ما يصدر بيا أيها الذين آمنوا. وعلى كل حال سنعرف الفروق بين الآيات المكية والآيات المدنية من خلال كلام المؤلف رحمه الله.
بارك الله فيك الشيخ حفظه الله ورعاه. He went on to explain the next portion of the text in which Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says, so the Mecca is that which was revealed upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam before the hijrah to Medina. And the Madani of the ayat is that which was revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam after the hijrah to Medina. And upon this is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which he says, which means, today I have completed for you your religion or your deen, and I have bestowed upon you my blessings, and I have accepted for you Islam as your way, or as your deen. This is Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 3. And this is from the Madani ayat, even though it was revealed upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in Hajj, Hajjat al-Wida' in Arafah. So even though it was revealed outside of Medina, rather it was closer to Mecca, included in within Mecca, still it is a Madani ayah. And in Sahih al-Bukhari from Umar radiyallahu anhu, he said, we knew when this ayah was revealed. It was revealed, and the place that it was revealed. It was revealed upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was standing upon Arafah on the day of Jumu'ah, of Friday. And the Shaykh hafidhullah, he said, the Shaykh Muhammad Abu Anas hafidhullah, he said, So, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, he gave the description of the what is Mecca and Madani in accordance to the strongest opinion. So even though there are other opinions, he just gave us the strongest point of view concerning how to know what the Mecca and Madani ayat are. And then he gave the example of the ayah that we quoted. Today I have completed for you your religion. And this ayah, even though it was revealed in Mecca, because it was on Jabal Arafah, and that is close to Mecca, and Mecca takes, and everything that is close to Mecca takes the ruling of Mecca as if it's Mecca. So all that is around Mecca is encompassed within it. So this ayah was revealed in Mecca even though it is a Madani ayah. So this is an example of yani, the Quran that is Madani is anything that is revealed after Mecca, after the hijrah from Mecca to Medina. And the reason this hadith came, in fact, of Umar radiallahu anhu is that there was a Jew that came to Umar radiallahu anhu, said, you know, if there's an ayah in your book, had it been revealed to us, Jews, we would have taken it as a Eid, as a day to celebrate. And he said, and what is it? And the man said to Umar, he said, this ayah, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. And it is that today I have completed upon you, or completed for you your deen, to the end of the ayah, Al-Ma'idah number 3. So Umar said the hadith that preceded, and that is that we do know when this ayah was revealed and where it was revealed. And it was revealed upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Arafah on the day of Jum'ah, and to the rest of the hadith. And that is the reason that hadith came. And then after this, the Shaykh hafidhullah, he continued on to explain the difference or the distinguishing factors between the ayat of the Madani and the Mecki period. So in the Mecki period, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using a stronger tone and severe warnings. And because he was speaking to the people of Kufr and Shirk at the time of Mecca. But in the Medina period, you will find him saying, oh, you believers, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, and such words, because now he is speaking to the Muslimin and the believers of mankind. So you will find some difference in presentation of the ayat. You will find some difference in the tone of the ayat between the Mecki and the Madani period as well. Na'am, Sheikhna.
Na'am.
ويتميز القسم المكي عن المدني من حيث الأسلوب والموضوع. ألف أما
من حيث الأسلوب
فهو
يعني الخطاب. من حيث الأسلوب يعني طريقة الخطاب. من حيث الموضوع يعني المادة. يعني الموضوع المطروق. فالقرآن المكي يكثر فيه تأكيد المعاد والآخرة والتخويف من النار والزجر من بطش الله وما فعل الله عز وجل بالمكذبين وما أنعم به على المتقين وأتباع الرسل. وأما القرآن المدني ففيه الأحكام الشرعية وفيه يعني ما يحتاج الناس إليه من معرفة الحلال والحرام وقواعد الإسلام والتشريعات وهكذا.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله, we began with the distinguishing factors between the Mecca and Madani Surah. So the first thing is that the Shaykh, he wanted to clarify, because it says in the title, the distinguishing factors between the Mecki and Madani Suwar from the aspect of Al-Uslub and Al-Mawdu'. So Al-Uslub, the Shaykh says, means the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in these things, the khitab he uses. This is yani his tone of speech toward the people. And Al-Mawdu', which means the topic in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. So this is how you, these are some things that distinguish the Mecca and Madani. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the ayat, the tone, and likewise the madda, which is the the topic or the subject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. So for instance, in the Mecca period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds the people of the Akhirah, of death, of the punishment of the hellfire, of that which is to come, and how, يعني, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power, His might, He reminds them of these things. He scares them, and likewise, He warns them, and He gives them the glad tidings of the people that do believe, if they believe, what will happen to them, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, what He gives them, the ones that follow the messengers and the prophets, what they were given of joy and bliss in the hereafter. And in the Madani period, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking more about the ahkam al-shar'iyyah, the legislated rules of al-Islam, the different rulings, and knowing the halal from the haram.
نعم واصل.
أما يقول المؤلف أما من حيث الأسلوب فهو واحد الغالب في المكي قوة الأسلوب وشدة الخطاب لأن غالب المخاطبين معرضون مستكبرون ولا يليق بهم إلا ذلك اقرأ سورتي المدثر والقمر. أما المدني فالغالب في أسلوب أما المدني فالغالب في أسلوبه
أما المدني فالغالب في أسلوبه الرقة واللطف.
هذا غير
لأنه يخاطب مجتمع مؤمن.
طيب
إيش مكتوب عندك؟
أنا عندي أسلوبه البين. فالغالب على أسلوبه البين. هذا اللي عندي لكن
الهين الهين ممكن تكون الهين.
نعم هي لأنها عندي على الحاسوب فإنه لعل هذا غير
لأنه الأسلوب الخطاب في المجتمع الجاهل المشرك يلزم الزجر لهذا يخاطب ربنا أيها الناس كلا يعمل لفظ كلا كثيرا. نعم بينما الخطاب المدني يا أيها الذين آمنوا فالخطاب المؤمنين غير خطاب الكافرين.
كمل
النص
ولا أترجم هذا؟
نعم كمل النص.
طيب وسهول أما المدني فالغالب في أسلوبه الهين وسهولة الخطاب لأن غالب المخاطبين مقبولون مناقدون اقرأ سورة المائدة.
لأن غالب إيش؟
لأن غالب المخاطبين أظن هذه مقبلون منقادون.
مؤمنون منقادون.
مؤمنون طيب.
مؤمنون منقادون.
أظن هذا النص اللي عندي غير مضبوط من حيث يعني ضبطه. طيب إن شاء الله. مؤمنون منقادون. اقرأ سورة المائدة. والثاني الغالب في المكي قصر الآيات وقوة المحاجة لأن غالب المخاطبين معاندون مشاقون فخوطبوا بما تقتضيه حالهم اقرأ سورة الطور. أما المدني فالغالب فيه طول الآيات وذكر الأحكام مرسلة بدون محاجة لأن حالهم تقتضي ذلك اقرأ الدين في سورة البقرة
وسورة الدين آية الدين المداينة اقرأ آية الدين أو المداينة
آية الدين أو المداينة وباء. وأما من حيث الموضوع فهو الغالب في المكي تقرير التوحيد والعقيدة السليمة خصوصا ما يتعلق بتوحيد الألوهية والإيمان بالبعث لأن غالب المخاطبين ينكرون ذلك
لأنهم كفار ينكرون ذلك. نعم.
أما المدني فالغالب فيه تفصيل العبادات والمعاملات لأن المخاطبين قد تقرر في نفوسهم التوحيد والعقيدة السليمة فهم في حاجة لتفصيل العبادات والمعاملات.
نعم
ثانيا الإفاضة في ذكر الجهاد وأحكامه والمنافقين وأحوالهم.
لأن الجهاد ما فرض إلا في الفترة المدنية بعد الهجرة.
نعم. وأحوالهم في القسم المدني لاقتضاء الحال، ذلك حيث شرع الجهاد وظهر النفاق بخلاف القسم المكي.
يعني لا تجد في الآيات المكية ذكر للمنافقين، لأن ظاهرة النفاق إنما بدأت بعد معركة بدر، بعد أن دحر الكفر والشرك وبعد قيام دولة الإسلام. لهذا الآيات المدنية هي التي عنيت بذكر النفاق والمنافقين.
نعم. فوائد معرفة المدني والمكي. معرفة المكي والمدني نوع من أنواع علوم القرآن المهمة، وذلك أن فيها فوائد. منها أولا ظهور بلاغة القرآن على أعلى مراتبها، حيث يخاطب كل قوم بما تقتضيه حالهم من قوة وشدة أو لين وسهولة. والثاني ظهور حكمة التشريع في أسمى غاياته، من حيث يتدرج شيئا فشيئا بحسب الأهم على ما تقتضيه حال المخاطبين واستعدادهم للقبول.
يعني من حكم التشريع التدرج شيئا فشيئا، بدءا بالأهم ثم المهم، ومراعاة حال المخاطبين واستعدادهم للقبول والتنفيذ. ولهذا نجد أن الخمر ما حرم دفعة واحدة، وإنما حرم على مراحل تهيئة للنفوس المدمنة عليه على الإقلاع عنه. ثالثا
تربية الدعاة إلى الله تعالى وتوجيههم إلى أن يتبعوا ما سلكه القرآن في الأسلوب والموضوع من حيث المخاطبين، بحيث يبدأ بالأهم فالأهم، وستعمل الشدة في موضوع واستعمال الشدة في موضوعها والسهولة في موضعها
يعني مكانها
موضعها. رابعا تمييز
والسهولة في موضعها.
نعم، السهولة والشدة في موضعها. رابعا تمييز الناسخ من المنسوخ فيما لو وردت آيتان مكية ومدنية يتحقق فيهما شروط النسخ، فإن المدنية ناسخة للمكية لتأخر المدنية عنها.
هذا أمر معلوم عند العلماء أن الناسخ يكون متأخرا عن المنسوخ، وبالتالي فالآيات المدنية متأخرة عن الآيات المكية، فهي تكون في الغالب ناسخة للأحكام المكية، فقد شرع للصحابة في الفترة المكية أشياء حرمت عليهم ونسخت في الفترة المدنية، مثل مثلا نكاح المتعة، مثل الحمر الأهلية إلى غير ذلك. فتمييز الناسخ من المنسوخ يعرف من خلال معرفة الآيات المكية من المدنية. نعم. ويعني نقف عند قول الشيخ ابن العثيمين رحمه الله: الحكمة من نزول القرآن الكريم.
اسمح لي شيخنا ترجم هذا الكلام اللي سبق.
طيب.
شيخ حفظه الله ورعاه، he went on to explain the next portion of the text in which شيخ ابن العثيمين رحمه الله he goes on to say this about the distinguishing factors between the ayat or the surah that were revealed in Mecca and those in Medina from the aspect of the tone of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the subject. As for, he begins with the first one, Alif or A, as for the first part, it is from the tone of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, you will find in the Mecca surah, in the Makki surah, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having a strong firm tone with them. Because most of the people that he is talking to are people that have rejected and become arrogant away from the message. So it is not befitting for them, except that he deals with them in this manner, in a strong, harsh, or firm manner. And read, if you like, Al-Mudathir and Al-Qamar, these two suwar, to understand this. And now as for the Madani period, or the Madani ayat, you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's asloob, or way and tone, is easy, or he's lenient in speech, and he's easy when speaking to the people, because most of the people these ayat are directed toward now are people that have accepted and not rejected, and they are people that submit to the message. So if you wish, then read Surah Al-Ma'idah. And number two, that which is more apparent in the Mekki Surah is that the ayat are short, the verses are short. And the ayat is short, and the proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings forth for the people to accept is very strong. Yani he brings proofs after proof. Because that which is overwhelming over, yani that which is the general attitude of the people at that time in Mecca, is that they're rejecting the message and they're fighting against it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them short ayat that are quick, and rather short, and prove the point. And they were spoken to in the manner that which was befitting of them. And if you wish, read Surah At-Tur. As for the Madanis, that which you find in it is that the ayat are long, and the legislations are spelled out in them. And there is no reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prove the message, yani to keep sending proofs for the people so that they believe, because they are already believers. Now they are in need of guidance and the way of the way of rules and laws and legislations. And that's how the Madani ayat are. That's what distinguishes them. And if you wish, then read Ayat al-Dain, the ayah of Dain in Surah Al-Baqarah. That ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarifies the person in debt, how they are to be dealt with and what they are supposed to do. As from the aspect of al-mawdu', that is the aspect of the topic or the subject, that which you will find in the Mekki is that it's tawheed and aqeedah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies the clear tawheed and the correct aqeedah, especially that which is in connection to al-uluhiyyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's lordship and him being worshipped alone. And belief in the next life and being sent back after death, because this is something that the people of Mecca at that time they rejected and didn't believe in. As for the Madani, that which is apparent over it and general in it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the worship and the mu'amalat, the different types of transactions, because the people now are people that are Muslim, have submitted, and need they have in themselves the correct aqidah. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to the next thing, and that is how to worship him and how to interact. Number two, in Mecca, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the ayat of al-jihad and the rulings of its rulings, and the ayat about the munafiqeen and their ways. And this is in al-Madani period, because this is what happened in al-Madinah. This is what they needed to know about, because these legislations have now been sent down, the jihad and other than it. And the fact became apparent. And Sheikh Muhammad Musa Nasr here, hafizahullah, he says, okay, this is when the munafiqeen started to spread, and there was no jihad, in fact, at the time of Mecca at all. Never was there jihad legislated for the period of Mecca, rather that was in Medina. And the munafiqeen did not become apparent until after Badr, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslims to establish Islam and bring up the dawla, the state of al-Islam. Now the munafiqeen started to become apparent, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to reveal these certain ayat. Benefits, back to Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen's text, benefits from the Mecca and Medini period. Knowing the Mecca and Medini period has its benefits, and it is a very important part of knowing or of the science of the Quran. Number one, is it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is showing the linguistics of the Quran and its beauty. And you will see that it is at different levels, and at the highest of the levels of al-balagha, that is the linguistic aspect of it. It is very high and top quality, because he's talking to a people that at some times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he talks to them, he is speaking to different people. He's speaking to everyone at their own level. Some people you have to speak to them with a bit of harshness, and some people a bit of leniency. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find in the Quran throughout that there are certain times he will speak in one tone and another time he'll speak in another tone. Number two, you will find in it the wisdom of the legislations and the highest levels of it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings down the legislations at different levels, one after the other. The most important first, and that which is important after it. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deals with the issues in the Quran. Because it is preparing the people that he is talking to, that are listening to the Quran, preparing them to accept and submit and put forth that which he has ordered them. And for this you will find, for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not make the khamr haram right at the beginning. Rather, there were stages that it went through for the people to be able to accept this amr. So the khamr wasn't made haram right away. That's liquor and, intoxicant. It was done in stages. Number three, it is bringing up the du'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon this same manner, and guiding them to take on the manner of the Qur'an in their tone as well, and in the topics that they put forth, so that they begin with that which is most important, and then that which is lesser important afterwards. And that they use harshness or toughness in its right place, and they use lenience and ease in its right place. And number four is distinguishing the abrogated ayat from those from the ones that abrogated them. So in the Quran there are ayat that have become abrogated, and there are ayat that abrogated them. So this is one aspect of knowing that, because if it's the Madani, we know that the Madani period came after the Mecca period, and therefore whatever is in the Madani ayat supersedes that which is in the Mecca ayat. It abrogates it. And this is something that is well known to the people. Sheikh Muhammad Musa Nasr, he says, this is something well known within the science of the Quran, and it should be known to us that here, that how this happens is, since the Medini period came after the Mecca period, therefore it abrogates it, as we just stated. And he gave example of such as the Mut'a. That is where the people used to get married, and they just, they marry in a manner that's not legislated for us today, which basically it was like a rental marriage type deal. And this is now abrogated with Medini, the Medini period. Before it was all right, then it was abrogated. Likewise, the donkeys, the domesticated donkeys, these were permissible, and then it was abrogated. And it became haram. نعم شيخنا.
ونكتفي بهذا القدر ونقف عند حكمة الحكم من إنزال القرآن مفرقا ومنجما. والحكمة من نزول القرآن مفرقا ومنجما. ذكر العلماء حكما في ذلك نتعرض لها في الحلقة القادمة بإذن الله. هذا وبالله التوفيق، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. شيخنا، ما في مجال للأسئلة ولا هذه؟
سؤالين لا بأس.
طيب إن شاء الله. So the Sheikh Hafizullah, he's going to stop here, and we're at the part where it is the wisdom of the Quran being revealed in stages and different times. And this is where the Sheikh Hafizullah, he's going to stop and continue next week. And if there are any questions, the Sheikh is willing to take one or two questions.
No, there are no questions right now.
Okay. I can ask one, inshallah. So. شيخنا سؤال واحد عندنا من ناحية التشريع الأهم ثم الأهم وهو دائما هذا نسأل عنه وهو يعني في تحريم الخمر أو زواج المتعة أو غيرها للمسلمين الجدد اللي عندنا مثلا هون فهل نتدرج في الدعوة معهم في هذا لأنه حرام الآن يعني قد يكون الكثير منهم
لابد أن تبدأ معهم في العقيدة وفي أركان الإسلام فإذا كانوا متلبسين ببعض المخالفات الشرعية فتبدأ بالأهم خصوصا إذا كانوا قد أدمنوا عليها ولكن تبين لهم الحكم الشرعي من غير أن يعني تشدد عليهم كثيرا إلا في قضايا التوحيد والشرك والصلاة والصيام والأركان.
نعم بارك الله فيكم.
الله يحييك.
هذا هو ما في أسئلة أخرى الآن شيخنا بارك الله فيك.
خيرا إن شاء الله.
طيب إن شاء الله أنا أترجم هذا. الشيخ حفظه الله. We asked him a question concerning, of course, the legislations of Islam and how they came down. At different stages, and likewise today we'll have new Muslim brothers and sisters that come into Islam with certain aspects of sin that they come with, just like the people before. So how do we deal with it, such as the people that might still drink khamr and otherwise? He said the best thing and the thing to do is to begin with them from the aqidah aspect of, and tawheed, and strengthening that and teaching them that. And making that really the main da'wah for the new ones, the new people like that. And letting them know as well the ruling concerning that which they are doing wrong, but without being harsh with them in that aspect. Yani, being more lenient in that aspect, rather making your focus in the tawheed, in the shirk, and these type of things, in the worship, so that they don't slip in that. This is where you really strengthen and you... Yani you don't be lenient in concerning that is the aqidah and the aspects of tawheed, but these type of things you have to work up to them. So even though you show them the right and you tell them that which is wrong, you don't you're not severe with them concerning it. Yani when they don't if they don't abide by it, especially if they are addicted to these things. Naam, and this was if there are any more questions. This, I believe, was the last question.
No questions,
inshallah. طيب شيخنا هذا هو آخر سؤال.
حياكم الله.
بارك الله فيكم.
بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير.
نراكم على خير إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله. أحسن الله إليكم شيخنا بارك الله فيكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, jazakallahu khair for all those attending. Inshallah, the lectures are recorded every day and they can be seen on our website, masjidibrahim.org. You can just click on the two images for each class, the one for Sheikh Hussain Alawesh and the other one for Sheikh Musa Nasir. So you can click on those images and you'll go to each of the class pages which have a recording of all our lectures. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Jazakallahu khair for attending. Again, for the time for Sheikh Musa Nasir's class, please always check, inshallah, on Saturday night. We'll update the time then on our website. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.